ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 2nd November 2004। गिव रिस्पेक्ट मीन्स, दिस इज द टाइटल, एपिसोड नंबर 53 इन द सीरीज ऑफ मेरा बाबा। सो डिड ही गिव रिस्पेक्ट और डिड ही रिसीव रिस्पेक्ट? टू गिव रिस्पेक्ट मीन्स टू सो अ सीड ऑफ लव from the heart in the hearts of others, in front of the world too, you are world benefactor souls. Only when you give souls respects with love do you experience. In fact, to give respect, to give anyone respect is not really giving. To give respect is to receive respect. One who gives respect automatically becomes worthy of respect in everyone's heart. You saw Father Brahma, though he was Adidev, though he was first soul in the drama, he always gave respect to the children. He enabled children to receive even more respect from souls than he himself received. This is why Father Brahma became worthy of respect in the heart of every child. Any child who came to Baba, whether he was a weak child, whether he was influenced by his sanskars, someone who came with the burden of sin, or someone who came with strong sanskars, with which vision did Bab Dada see each, every child? That he is my dearly beloved, long lost and now found children. Child, he is a child of God's family, so he gave them respect and they became those with self-respect. You have to follow the Father. If you want to become full of all the virtues easily, then become a bestower of respect. Do you understand? Samjha? So, Baba is telling to give respect and if you give respect, then only you will receive respect. Baba is citing the example of Father Brahma. Anybody who came to him, he knew that some particular child has got some strong sanskar. Some particular child has got some great weakness, particular bent of mind, particular propensity. But in spite of all that, he gave them respect. He said that he is a child from this divine family. And because of this respect, that child was able to get situated in self-respect. So Baba is saying, become the bestower of respect, giver of respect. Give respect and automatically respect will follow you. Respect will come to you. So now the question is, how to give respect to others? How to give respect? Or how to treat others with respect. This is the proper way of putting it. How to treat others with respect or how to give respect. What is the answer? How to give respect. Now there are three categories. First, our seniors. Second, our colleagues. Third, our juniors. Other, to give respect to Bab Dada. We are not discussing giving respect to Baba, but now we are discussing how to give respect to others. What do you say? Yes? How do we give respect, Shilpaban? How do we give respect to others? The entire concept of respect sums up in one sentence. That comes in Bible, Matthew 7:14. Do unto others what you want others to do unto you. Treat others as you want them to treat you. Do unto others as you want them to be done unto you. This is the entire concept of respect is summarized, summed up in this one sentence. Every person wants respect. Just as we want that people should respect us, we need to respect them. Now there are different dimensions of this respect. The first dimension is, understand every person's intrinsic value. We cannot belittle somebody. We cannot say that somebody is like this. At least as a human being, that person is a respectable person. So, the way you behave with your servants, those who are at a lesser position, that defines your character. So the very first principle is, every human being is intrinsically, he or she has got intrinsic value. the very concept was not recognized throughout the world, and that's why there was a system of slavery. It was not just here, but everywhere. We talk of Ram Raj, but do you know, even in Ram Raj, people were purchased and sold. What sort of Ram Raj it was? In fact, there was no such Ram Raj as described in scriptures. Even in the scriptures only it is written that Rama heard somebody reciting scriptures, and that person was Shudra. And then he was made, he was given punishment that molten glass was put into his ears and he died. That was the punishment meted out to that person. What sort of Ramraja that was? Actually, as per our knowledge, that depicts the picture of starting of Copper Age. So, if you go to the history of human beings from Copper Age, right from that age, human beings are purchased and sold. Women are purchased and women are sold. There is a slave dynasty in India. If you go way back, when the Mohammed Ghori came to India and he left, he kept some of his followers there, Qutbuddin Aibak, and from there, after that, slave dynasty started before Razia Sultan. So in that slave dynasty, you can employ human beings as slaves. They will serve you throughout your life. And there was a custom in India also, if the master dies, the slave also is buried along with the master or is burnt. And this is not just in India. If you go to Africa, the African slave were transported, used to get transported from Africa to America. Slave transport, flesh trade. What was that? That is the first dimension of respect, that you have to respect each and every human being equally. You cannot say that this person is of lower caste, creed, race, color, whatever. The very first respect is respect for human being. The very fact that he or she is a human, you have to be respectable to him. You cannot say that this is a laborer. You cannot say that particular person is of low caste. They are sweepers, scavengers. That's why Mahatma Gandhi invented a new term, Harijan. They are not low caste people, SC and STs. They are Harijans. They are people of God, people of Hari, new word. And one more thing, here in our yajna also, one strong objection sometimes I feel, when we say them in the hospital or here, we use the word labor, laborer. That is not a very respectable word. We see in hospital, sisters call to some other ward, is there any labor there? Are we respecting their intrinsic human value? We need to change this. Shramik is a better word, rather than calling somebody as a labor or laborer. It's not a very respectable word actually. Not very respectable word. So, first platform of respect or dimension of respect. I know that is not, but I am just asking, that word itself is not very respectable actually. In Bombay, I remember in Mumbai when we were there, if suppose somebody's name is Anil, so they, all the sisters and the staff would call Anil ji. They would talk like this, or Mama or Mausi, something like that they call all the staff, those who do all the scavenging or whatever this work, housekeeping work, housekeeping staff for example. So the very, I know we are not disrespecting them, but that word itself is not a very respectable word. It's not a very respectable word. Like to call somebody much, just as we don't call somebody who is blind as blind. We know he is blind. It's not that he doesn't know or we don't know. But still if you say to somebody, you a blind, come here. Does it look good? In the similar manner, the first platform of respect is all are human beings. Caste, creed. You know, when deities came down on earth, where were America and where were Africa? Nothing was there. Just one earth. We just made all this human beings. This is India, this is Australia, and this is that, and this is that. This is this religion, this is this religion, this is this language, and this is that language. This dichotomy we have created. It wasn't there before. So, first is this. Second level of respect is autonomy. Every person has got independent ideas, opinions, views. We have to respect their ideas, opinion, views, perspective, viewpoints. We cannot say that you are wrong. You cannot say that what you are thinking is absolutely wrong. This is not the way to think. He has his own viewpoint, his own ideas, his own views, opinions, his own notions. We cannot become judge and try to judge others. So, respecting others' ideas, views. Third, respecting others' independence. We cannot force others, we cannot drag others, we cannot thrust our ideas on somebody. This is also sort of dominating others. This is not giving respect to them. He is different, because everybody is unique. You never know who is wrong. How can you judge what is wrong and what is right? How can you know what is right and who is wrong? You can never know that. Unless and until like you are in that absolute soul conscious stage and you are in a very high yogyukta stage, and still in that stage you will never become come down and judge others. Because that again comes in the domain of parachintan then. So, third platform is let everyone remain independent. Do not snatch away their independence. Don't snatch away their independence. Let them, if somebody wants to remain independent, let them be independent. Unless and until they ask you for help, no need. Wait. Probably they don't want your help. And we are unnecessarily trying to help them. Just as in one school, Christian school, one father asked that you have to do acts of charity. He told all the children. And after 1 week, he asked them, what all things you did? So one boy raised his hand and he said, there was a blind woman, bold woman standing by the side of the road and I helped her cross the road. Okay, very good. He praised him too much. And he asked any other boy? Other boy raised the hand. He said, there was one blind woman standing by the side of the road and I helped her cross the road. He said, excellent. This is quite coincidence that two blind women, old women standing on the road and you both helped them cross the road. Any other boy? Third person raised his hand. He said, there was a blind woman standing by the side of the road. She was old and I helped her cross the road. He was surprised. He said, how come that all three of you got a blind woman, old woman standing by the side of the road? So the all three said, that was the same woman. And actually she did not want to cross. We made her to cross the road. Because you told her to do acts of charity. So this is not an act of charity. That we are forcing somebody to helping, putting, forcing others to take our help. That's not a charity. So that we are snatching away their respect. So these are the three platforms of respect. Now, few other things. What is actually respect? Respect is, if there are again different levels of respect. One is the intrinsic and another is extrinsic. Extrinsic respect means when somebody wishes you, you also wish them back. When some senior is there in front of you, you wish him first. You stand up. Somebody, some senior comes to you, stand up. These are all manners, good manners or etiquettes, everything come here. All manners, all etiquettes. Good means like, if suppose somebody is going, so is somebody very much senior, so you offer him to, you open the door for somebody, allowing that person to go. Table manners, eating manners, everything, all manners would come here. That is, you are showing your respect to others. So that is extrinsic. But the deeper thing is intrinsic respect. And what Baba is telling is all about intrinsic respect. Intrinsic respect means you see them as an elevated soul, as children of God. you see them with that vision that these are great souls. These are God-selected souls. This is actually to give them real respect, to see them as soul. That soul-conscious vision is actually to give them respect. If you see their body or get attracted towards their body, you are actually disrespecting that person. You are not giving respect. Because even if that is a BK, suppose a BK brother or BK sister, for example, maybe not anybody for that matter, but if they see each other's body and get attracted towards body, actually two souls, are disrespecting each other. Because soul is, in fact, we all are sparks of consciousness, such a higher thing. And we are deteriorating ourselves. We are coming down from that higher platform to a lower platform, and we are saying that, yes, this is good, body. So, in fact, this is a sort of disrespect. So, all body consciousness is disrespect. All bodily attraction is disrespect. The highest form of respect is spiritual respect. And that is to see each one as souls. To see each one as great, elevated souls. As a member of this divine family. This is actually to give them real respect. And if we are doing anything less than that, is showing them disrespect. Because then we will try to exploit that body. We will try to exploit that person in some or other way, if we are not soul conscious. All non-soul conscious visions are indicative of being disrespectful. What else you can do to show respect to others or give respect to others? Listening. Listening is such an important thing in the world. We just sit and listen. You know what the counselor does? Suppose there is a problem in a family with somebody. They take that child to a counselor. What a counselor does? Nothing. Just listens. But with a non-judgmental attitude. Parents also listen to their child. But they always judge him. If the child says something that I have some problem at school, they will be judgmental. No, you are always doing like that. They will judge him. They will teach him those things which they themselves don't do. For example, a child comes home running and he tells his mother, "Mummy, mummy, look, the lion is chasing me. Look, lion is chasing me, please." So she sees outside and she said, "A dog is coming, a very weak dog, and chasing him." And this boy is saying, "A lion is chasing me." So she says him, "Million times I told you, don't do all this bluffing business. Don't get afraid with small things. So many million times I told you. And million times I told you not to lie. You keep on lying all the times." So he says, "You are also lying because you never told me million times." Where from they are learning? They are learning for you, from you. Whatever you show them, you are their, you know, ideal. They see you and they follow you. So, even to respect children, we think that this child, we need to teach him everything in life. We become teacher and we try to teach him everything. We become judge, we try to teach them. But has ever any parent thought, "This child has come to teach me something"? Hardly any. No mother thinks that this child has come in my family so that I can learn from him. No father thinks that this child has come to teach me something. What they feel? I have to teach him everything. This is the attitude. Have we forgotten that every soul is unique? Each has something to give and for us to learn from them. That is why listening. So, counselor just listens and we pay to him for his listening. That job even a father can do, but then he is biased. So listening, one of the means of giving respect is listening to others. Then other is understanding others. Don't seek so much to be understood as to understand. Don't seek so much to be consoled as to console. Don't seek as much to be listened to as to listen. We need to understand them more rather than expecting them to understand me or us. This is to give them respect. So to try to understanding them, try to listening them, try to respect their feelings, attitude. You cannot say your idea is foolish. Suppose a meeting is going on and some very junior person comes up with one idea and you say, oh, this is a stupid idea. Why stupid? Even a junior, most soul can come up with the most brilliant brainchild, most brilliant idea. So you have to respect their idea. What else to respect others? Appreciate them. Is to respect. If they do some commendable work, you have to respect their service. You don't have to flatter them. No flattering business. But you have to respect real whatever. You have to give real praise. If somebody is doing something very good, praise them with a clean heart. Open hearted praise. So appreciation. Then to respect means what else? To listen. To accept them. Sometimes you don't accept people. Suppose a person is there and that person has a brother who is paralyzed. Okay? And this younger brother accepts that brother. No matter that person is paralyzed or mentally retarded, still that person accepts. But we are not ready to accept others if they behave in a foolish manner. We don't accept their stupidity. We get angry, we shout at them. But if suppose the same person is your younger brother or sister who is paralyzed or suffering from some debilitating medical illness, incurable illness, do you give up? Or do you say that, let her die now, let him die. This disease, nobody will come out of this disease. But we become pessimistic about others very fast. And regarding blood relations, we do not. So can we accept everyone? And that will come only when we will have the feeling of that Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, whole world is my family. Each world, each person is my brother and my sister. Extend that feeling of this family and let it go everywhere. Everyone is mine. This family. Then only that unlimited feeling of universal brotherhood would come to us. Otherwise, we are always in that bigoted feeling, narrow-mindedness. So, acceptance. Then what else? See them in their original form. Baba has said in one of the Murlis, do not see their present sanskars. See their original, eternal, pristine sanskar. They are the souls of the original, eternal deity religion. They are the greatest, great exalted souls, lofty souls of this family. Then what else? To give cooperation is also a sign of respect. If they need to give cooperation at the time of need, if somebody needs you in the dead of night, to give cooperation at 12 midnight, not that you complete your sleep and then you say at 6 a.m. in the morning, do you need anything? By the time he is gone. That is not cooperation. Cooperation means serving somebody who is in need, in dire need, at that point of time. Then only that person will remember you for the whole life. Whole life. I remember once some of the guests had come and they were staying in Hotel Manik Meyer. There is a hotel here, Manik Meyer. No? So, what is that? Same, no? Manik Meyer. So that hotel, one old woman had come, one of our, where we didn't know that, but some doctors there, and they told us that mother is very sick and ill. And they called me, can you go and see? Usually we don't go and see any other, to their particular places. We call them to hospital. But they were respecting, so I just went once, and I saw that she was really bad. So I gave them some prescriptions and I came back. So next day again, I thought, let me see her, because they were about to leave at 10. So I, after the class, I left. I saw she was alone. So she was just like that, totally depressed. I made her get up and walk outside. So she felt so good, actually, because she had not been out of the bed for last 1 month. because everything was there, only giving her something or something like that. So she felt so good after seeing the sunlight and all. She's just, I just made her sad and I left. I never made any contact with her, nowhere. But after many months, I think they also forgot. And after many months, I received a message, a thank you. After many months. So it was like, that moment it was needed. At that point. So small cooperation given at, in critical hour is needed. So giving cooperation, appreciating, accepting, respecting ideas, listening to them, then what else? Last point and then we'll finish. Obeying our seniors, that is to give them respect. If you say that we respect you too much and if they give you this work, please do finish this work and you never do, is that a respect? Respect means obedience. Respect means obedience to our seniors. Our juniors, love. Giving them love is a sign of respect. Our colleagues, our classmates, batchmates of the same age is love or cooperation. So obedience, cooperation and love. Senior, colleagues and juniors at the three level. So if you give respect, you receive respect automatically. Yeah, even if you, that is a negative form of respect. If some, disrespect. If you neglect somebody, if you do not speak nicely, if you belittle them, if you cast aspersions on them, if you try to defame them, vilify them, if you try to spread rumors or gossips, that is also a sign of disrespect. Rumors or gossips. You are sitting and talking against somebody. He is like that. Are you respecting that person? Or listening from here and taking that and telling somebody and spreading in the atmosphere. Somebody's mistakes. You are magnifying somebody's mistakes. That is a sign of disrespect. So, being respectful and seeing, getting situated in self-respect and seeing others also with that self-respect is to take and give respect. Om Shanti.